In the second reading today, from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, it speaks about being living in light and in darkness. In light means that we accept Christ as our Savior, that we accept Christ as the Good Shepherd. We accept Christ who is the one that looks after us, that guides us, that tells us the truth. And if we're talking about darkness, then we are in ignorance and we have problems not only with ourselves but with the world around us. In today's Gospel we read how Jesus cured a man who was born blind. And that reminds us of affliction, of blindness. Because a blind person cannot see, cannot know the way to places, cannot understand what things look like. And so that happens with us spiritually too. That is why we talk about blindness today. Because there is a spiritual blindness as well as a physical blindness. And the spiritual blindness is something that really is very, very dark for a lot of people. They do not know the truth. They do not follow the ways of Christ. They do not accept Christ as their good shepherd, as the one who will lead them and guide them. And you may ask me, well, how does this manifest itself, all this blindness? Well, I'll tell you a few examples. You take selfishness, for instance. When we are selfish, we are blind to the needs of other people. We are just looking after ourselves. Insensitivity, this blinds us to the hurt that we are causing other people if we are insensitive to them. We do not care whether we hurt them or not. Snobbery is also a blindness. It blinds us to the equal dignity of others. We are above nobody. As St. Peter tells us, God has no favorites. And if God has no favorites, then why should we treat some people with disdain? Pride also blinds us to our own faults. We do not acknowledge our faults. Other people can see our faults very clearly and even remind us of our faults. But we ignore all that. We do not listen because we think that we have no faults. Prejudice blinds us to the truth. We are prejudiced against people because we do not bother to find out what really is the truth. And so we go along in life very blind to the truth around us. And that is a blindness that we can all do something about. Because Jesus is the one, as he removed the blindness from the man in today's gospel, he will also remove the blindness in us if we ask him. And if we ask him to change us, and to forgive us, and to help us to know that we depend on the truth. And you know what Jesus said about the truth? He said, "The truth shall set you free." So the truth is very important for us. And that blindness, that darkness of mind, can really upset that truth in a huge way. So we ask Jesus, who is the light of the world, to give us a share in that light, that we may acknowledge him to be our good shepherd, that we may acknowledge him to be our Savior, to be the author of all truth, and to be the one who will guide us and help us to live lives of truth, justice, and peace.